Teddy Mayer on LBC.
Driving you home with Confused.com, the clear way to compare car insurance.
The UK's ambassador to the US, Hakim Darak, has resigned. Reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Eddie, there's been no word yet from President Trump about Sir Kim's decision to go, but his resignation was made public right in the middle of America's breakfast television shows, and they quickly reported the story.
The UK ambassador to the US will resign days after those leaked cables showed...
The news has unsettled Washington greatly, not least because until last night it wasn't entirely clear just how far President Trump was going to take things. Yes, he'd spent 2 days on Twitter undermining the ambassador, calling him wacky, which he isn't, and a very stupid guy, which he also isn't. But at the State Department yesterday afternoon, spokeswoman Morgan Otagus said things were still business as usual with regards to contacts with the ambassador.
I don't speak for the president here, so I defer you to the White House for anything related to his comments. We don't have any new direction to give on that.
Will the State Department deal with the ambassador?
We will continue to deal with all accredited individuals until we get any further guidance from the White House or the president, which we will, of course, abide by the president's direction.
So you have not received any instruction from the White House to cut contacts with the embassy or with the ambassador?
No.
But events were clearly moving faster than she understood. The previous night, the ambassador had been uninvited from dinner at the White House with the Emir of Qatar. Yesterday, Sir Kim disinvited himself from a meeting between International Trade Minister Liam Fox and Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, who inexplicably now seems to be the White House point person on all things Brexit. With White House doors closed to him, the walls were closing in, and then the rug was pulled out from under him by Boris Johnson during last night's televised debate. And thus ended a posting to Washington that had won Sir Kim Darak widespread admiration here.
First of all, to the Queen.
The President.
Thank you.
That was the scene in Colorado just 2 weeks ago, where Sir Kim Darak toasted an absent President Trump during a session at the Aspen Ideas Festival. He could not know at the time that his appearance there with Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, would serve as his career epitaph.
So what's it like to be an ambassador in this Washington, other than interesting?
Other than interesting. That was going to be my first word in reply. It's interesting. Look. First thing to say is, look, this is an administration which may operate in some unconventional ways, but we Brits find them very congenial because a lot of them seem to have had long experience with the UK and to kind of like us for whatever mysterious reason there is. So it feels like an administration that is full of Anglophiles, which means, by the way, it's very easy to get in to see people, to get in to see your cabinet secretaries, to get in to see senior people in the White House. You know, I mean, Mick Mulvaney, current chief of staff, is a very good friend of mine. And I talk to him, it feels like, certainly every week, but it feels like you talk to him daily if you wanted to, because he's such a good guy and seems to like us.
So much then for Donald Trump's claim that he'd heard from his inner circle that Sir Kim is a pompous fool. Unless, of course, his chief of staff was playing the ambassador or offering the kind of fealty that President Trump expects from his senior staff and apparently now demands from diplomats posted here as well. But in that conversation, the ambassador also offered other insights into how he did his job at an unprecedented moment in American history.
There are some prominent senior senators and congressmen whom he consults. There are some people in the media world that he consults. There are people who have been long-time business friends of his consults. And we try and, without making this sound like a great conspiracy, we try and know as many as possible of those people and talk to them about what we think about issues. And I mean, for example, Lindsey Graham is a great friend of the Brits and of the British Embassy, and is, I believe, very influential with the President. And so talking to Lindsay, I'm sure you do it too, Richard, about foreign policy issues can be very productive.
From Capitol Hill today, Senator Lindsey Graham repaid the compliment, saying Sir Kim Darak had done an outstanding job. He always understood the strength of President Trump, he wrote, saying Sir Kim referred to the president as the Terminator, who is indestructible and will most likely be re-elected. Although rather oddly, Senator Graham blamed the press rather than his friend the president for Sir Kim's predicament. That appearance in Aspen happened 2 weeks ago got even more interesting with the benefit of hindsight, as Sir Kim Darroch was asked how he thought Boris Johnson as Prime Minister might get along with President Trump. Here, at length, is his answer.
Were it to be Boris, it is the case that this is a guy who used to have an American passport, who is deeply, instinctively pro-American. As Foreign Secretary, he came over probably four times while I've been ambassador here, and he loves this place, he loves the country, he loves Washington, and his style, which is, you know, quite flamboyant in the way that he does public speaking, and he's very funny, and
does
he's
tweet?
Very knowledgeable. He doesn't tweet that much, but who knows, he may start. That's something to look forward to. But he gets on really well here, and he is, I think, very popular here. And he doesn't know President Trump. It's not a long relationship. They met in New York a year or two back when Boris represented the Prime Minister at an event that the President was chairing. But they got on very well when they met, and the President has made no secret of his regard for Boris, though he's also said nice things about Jeremy Hunt. So it's not kind of like he's thrown everything behind one candidate. So if it is Boris Johnson, I am sure they will get on extremely well. I'm sure that they will meet soon. I'm sure that they will talk very often, because this is a President who does a lot of business on the telephone, and I think I'll have a lot of work to do.
And to think it used to be said a week is a long time in politics. For Sir Kim Darroch, Eddie, a fortnight has just flown by.
Simon Marks reporting.